Welcome to Britt Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Welcome back, lovely listeners, to another episode of Britt Lachey Speaks. Today, we're diving into an eerie world of literature and exploring the unexpected. I'm your host, Britt Lachey, and we're about to embark on a thrilling journey through the pages of a book that took me by surprise. Our featured book today is The Outsider by none other than the master of horror himself, Stephen King. Now, this novel is not my typical read, and the reason I'm excited to talk about it is because it took me on quite a journey. The Outsider by Stephen King is a spine-tingling blend of science fiction and horror. I must admit that this genre is far from my comfort zone, but guess what? Your girl stuck with it, and I ended up loving it, I must say. I'm so surprised that I had made it through this novel. The genre is so far outside, no pun intended, my wheelhouse of genres. I don't really do horror. Sci-fi a little bit, but not so much horror. I'm glad I stuck through it though. The Outsider was a good read. You see, sometimes it's worth venturing outside our literary comfort zones. The unexpected can bring us pleasant surprises, and that's exactly what happened in this case. Now, here's the kicker. I didn't even realize I was diving into science fiction until halfway through the book. I mean, I did not read the entire synopsis or summary of this book, because if I had, I would have known that it was science fiction horror. It just goes to show that sometimes it's better to dive into a book with an open mind and discover the twists and turns as they come. My journey through The Outsider also introduced me to some fascinating characters. My favorites were Holly and Eunice. Now, Holly's reaction to the foolishness and mayhem made me think of how I would possibly react in these situations. In addition, her social awkwardness is refreshing throughout the novel. It's always a win when you can relate to a character's quirks and reactions, isn't it? And Holly's quirks have resonated with me. She is I, we are we. And then there's Eunice, a really cool cop that has a problem with censoring what comes out of his mouth. You got to appreciate characters who speak their minds even if it gets them into trouble. Another character trait of mine. The Outsider starts with a gruesome murder, but what really kept me turning those pages was the mystery. The whodunit element kept me reading its lengthy pages. I mean, my goodness, this book was a whole 576 pages. Long, but I enjoyed it. The essence of a good mystery novel is that urge to uncover the truth, and it seems Stephen King nailed it once again. So whether you're a diehard fan of horror or a science fiction skeptic like myself, The Outsider proves that a good story can transcend genres and take you on a thrilling ride. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the pages of The Outsider. Keep those minds open, readers, and you might just discover your next unexpected literary love.
What the tech? In today's tech news.
What the tech? We have a fantastic tech segment for all of you bookworms, music lovers, and movie enthusiasts out there. We're going to explore some must-have smartphone applications that will help you organize your books, music, and DVDs. So let's dive right in. Our first app recommendation is Goodreads. It's a bookworm's best friend. With Goodreads, you easily catalog your book collection, create wish lists, and even discover new reads based on your preferences. Plus, you can join book clubs and connect with fellow readers. It's a great way to keep track of what you've read, what you want to read, and what your friends are enjoying. The next app is for music aficionados, MusicBee. This app is not just organizing your music library, but it also is a powerful player. You can import and manage your entire music collection, create playlists, and even sync it with your computer's library. It's perfect for those who have to have their music on the go. Now, lastly, for the cinephiles out there, we have My Movies. This app allows you to catalog your DVD and Blu-ray collections. You can scan barcodes and manually add titles. It provides information on the cast, crew, and even some trailers. With My Movies, you'll never have to wonder which movie is on my shelf again, unless your shelves are not alphabetically organized or in at least some sort of genre organization. And there you have it, folks. Three incredible apps to help you organize your books, music, and DVDs. And Blu-rays. These apps will not only make your collection more manageable, but also enhance your overall enjoyment of your media. That's all for today's tech segment. I hope you find these apps as helpful as I do. Remember to stay tuned for more exciting tech tips and discussions on the Britt Lachey Speaks podcast. If you have any app recommendations or tech questions, feel free to reach out on our social media or website. Stay organized and tech savvy. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show. Listen up. Are you over 35 and feeling like your warranty is about to expire? Don't worry, you're not alone. In this segment, I'm here to help you laugh off those aging quirks and give you some handy tips to combat them. We all know that when you hit a certain age, your body seems to come with a lot more features than it's used to. Tip number one, self-care matters. As you age, taking care of your physical and mental well-being becomes increasingly important. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and mindfulness practices can make a significant difference in how you feel. Tip number two, prioritize sleep. Quality sleep becomes crucial after 35. Establishing a consistent sleep routine, creating a relaxing bedtime environment, and managing stress can help you get the rest you need. I'm team nap when I can get one. Tip number three, stay informed. Understanding your changing health needs is essential. Regular checkups with your healthcare professionals can help you address any potential issues before they become major issues. Tip four, adapt and embrace change. Accepting that your body might not function the same as it did in your 20s is essential. Adapt to your new normal and remember that age comes with wisdom and experience. Continue to embrace the fact that your body is on its own rebellious path, throwing surprise parties like a toaster that only works when it feels like it. Get cozy with your new normal. It's the quirkiest member of your entourage. After all, with age comes not just wisdom, but a PhD in life's ridiculousness 101 and a master's in dealing with chaos. And if that analogy didn't get you, embrace the delightful reality that your body now comes with bonus features you didn't even know you needed. It's like a surprise software update that may not make you run faster, but definitely adds some epic wisdom and experience points to your character sheet. So roll with the punches, level up, and enjoy the quirky adventures of aging. Tip number five, and our final tip, Stay connected. As you age, maintaining social connections and emotional well-being is vital. Nurture your relationships and seek support from friends and family when needed. So what did we learn in this segment, fam? Embrace the changes, prioritize self-care, and remember that growing older is a privilege not everyone gets to experience. Aging is a part of life, and with the right mindset and lifestyle adjustments, it can be a rewarding and fulfilling experience.
Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week?
Welcome back, lovely listeners. I'm here to tickle your linguistic taste buds with a brand new word that's as refreshing as a cool breeze on a fall day. Drum roll, please. And our word of the week is petrichor. That's P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. Petrichor. Now, I know you're thinking, Petra, what? Well, let me tell you, this word is a real gem, a linguistic marvel that can transport you to a place of calm and serenity, even when you're stuck in the hustle and bustle of daily life. Petrichor is the enchanting scent that arises when raindrops kiss the earth after a dry spell. It's the earthy, slightly sweet aroma that dances through the air, filling your senses with a natural perfume that's simply divine. Can you smell it in your mind already? Picture yourself strolling through a meadow, raindrops gently falling, and the petrichor rising all around you. It's as if the earth herself is saying, "Welcome back to life, my dear friend." And suddenly, your worries and stress just wash away. It's giving zen and spa vibes. Petrichor is a word that captures the beauty of nature in a single syllable. It reminds us to pause, take a breath, and appreciate the simple pleasures that life offers, like the smell of rain on parched soil. So, my dear listeners, this week, I encourage you to embrace the petrichor around you, even if it's just in your imagination. Take a moment to savor the simple joys in life and let them rejuvenate your spirit. That's it for this word of the week. Thanks for joining me, Brit Lachey, on this delightful journey through the world of words. Until next time, may your days be filled with petrichor and all the sweet scents of life. Remember, when life gets a little too chaotic and dramatic, just take a deep breath and immerse yourself in the petrichor of existence. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Brit Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Podcasts. Connect with me on Instagram at BLT_speaks and Facebook at Brit Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. Want to join in on the conversation? Leave a message on the hotline. Dial 615-424-7856. I look forward to hearing from you. Peace and blessings. See you on the next episode.